It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I know, we just had an election, but we're going to have another election. And I don't mean in 2020. And I'm not even talking about the city elections. I'm talking about another election because there is a recall effort out there to oust Steve Soroka on the Las Vegas City Council. And joining us now, she's just back from her world tour. No, really. No, that's not a figure of speech. She literally was around the world. She went to Barcelona. She went to France. She went to Morocco. She went everywhere. And she did it all in about 17 days. She is Victoria Seaman from the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC joining us in studio. Welcome home!
Oh, it's so good to be back in the USA after traveling all through the world. You know, I really love this country.
Tell me what the trip was about.
Well, first of all, the plan was to go to Barcelona with a friend and sort of travel around and have a little fun. But my daughter got engaged, so I went from Barcelona to France. My daughter will be.
We're changing microphones just in case.
My daughter will be getting married in France over the summer.
Great.
So I helped to plan her wedding, and then we made a spontaneous trip to Morocco. What a beautiful country. Nice people, but there's nowhere like the United States.
It's always good. It's always good to come home.
Yeah, you know, I was there during the Yellow Jackets riots in Paris, and it was scary. I mean, they were closing up shops and boarding.
Did they close the Eiffel Tower?
I'm not sure if they closed the Eiffel Tower, but I do know that as we were walking around on the Champs-Élysées, they were boarding up their windows.
Oh, wow.
The interesting thing about Paris is they plan their riots. They let you know they're going to have it on a Saturday so everybody can board up. But saw many of those yellow jackets carrying a flag of Che Guevara. It's crazy. But anyway, it's good to be back home, and came back home, and we are now going to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Now, explain the, because a lot of people don't understand the process. What has to happen for you to get a recall? And by the way, the folks that are doing this are Labor's Union, Tommy White, who's been he actually endorsed, and his union endorsed Dean Heller in the most recent election. So, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, it's a union, it must be pro-Democrat. Not necessarily so. Explain what Tommy White and his union is doing and what this process is all about.
Okay, let's start with when Councilman Soroka campaigned, he promised to work on this Badlands issue. But what we found out is he was funded by some really wealthy donors in Queensridge, and he is now representing those few donors and not the people of Ward 2. The reason that Tommy White is furious about it is because he is costing about $2 billion in revenue. He is not allowing someone to build on their own property. But it's worse than that. The lawsuits, because what he's doing is, first of all, it's not even legal. And he has had 13 lawsuits filed against the city, which is costing the taxpayers of the city of Las Vegas over $2 million so far and could go as high as $500 million. So these are the reasons that we are going to recall Councilman Steve Soroka, because he is not representing the people of Ward 2. He's representing a few wealthy donors. He's not solving problems. So this is what it is. So we are starting, we started the recall on Monday. We have 90 days to collect 1,800 signatures of those folks who voted in the city council election. So if you did, reach out, get a hold of me, get a hold of the people doing the recall so you can sign that. It's very important that we get somebody to represent the people.
Now tell me, your involvement is as follows. So what happens? So you get 1,850 signatures. What happens then? When is there actually an election? And I am assuming, as just because you're out front on this issue, that you would be the candidate opposing Steve Soroka?
Right. I am actually, as we're doing, as we're collecting signatures, we're concurrently collecting signatures for my nomination to run against Steve Soroka in the special election. So once this happens, if there's any legalities that any legal issues, that will be taken care of, and then it'll go to a special election. Now, when that is, I don't know, because we have to see what comes up as soon as we get the legal signatures. I'm sure it's going to be challenged. But I know this, there are people angry at what Councilman Steve Soroka, so I am confident that he will get recalled and that we will win this election.
Okay, let me just ask you, because it's the question I know that's going to be the first on voters' minds. Why not just wait until the next election, whenever he's up?
Well, again, he's already cost in revenue, $1 billion, and he's costing the taxpayers by these lawsuits. And recently he put an ordinance together that property owners, developers, can go to jail for not watering their lawns. I mean, this kind of legislation is really destructive to our economy. We just went through a major recession a couple of years ago, and now we have someone sitting in city council abusing his power.
So what should happen at Badlands? And I thought that was essentially a settled law issue. What's the final outcome you would want at Badlands?
Well, first of all, the developer wants to turn this desolate land that's, it's really bringing down property values right now because the golf course has been closed. And he wants to build beautiful lots on there, probably upwards of $20 million. That will bring up the house values, not bring the house values down, which this is what Councilman Soroka is trying to make people believe. He has not even met with the developer to today. So I'm a problem solver. What needs to be done is we need to bring everybody together in a bipartisan manner and solve the issue. But first of all, every single one of us should be worried about our property rights. If we have a councilman who is abusing his power to where someone can go to jail over not being able to develop their property and having it sit. And it's, of course, that land right now is not valuable at all if it's just sitting there.
Yeah, and again, go back through the history, because you know the history of this thing, of the golf course and people that had property adjacent were told that they might eventually
build on that on that property. Give us a little bit of the history so that people understand what we're talking about.
Right. Well, what had happened was, I can tell you this, that land was never even annexed for a golf course, but it was a golf course. And the golf course basically was going bankrupt. Developer came in and bought the property to improve the value of the homes, to build beautiful big lots, big homes. And this was stopped by a few wealthy people living in Queensridge that didn't want it, and heavily funded Councilman Soroka. And he has made sure that that land is sitting with a dead golf course. I mean, basically, it's just land.
It's an eyesore.
It is eyesore. And I can tell you, as a realtor and talking to other realtors, they don't even want to show properties in Queensridge because the property values are not going up with all of that land sitting there. So the problem is that he is not finding solutions. He is costing taxpayers millions of dollars in lawsuits, because eventually the developer is going to win. The city is going to lose.
So the object is to get 1,850 signatures. If folks live in Ward 2, if they voted in the last city election, where do they go? How can they sign up?
Well, first of all, it's Tommy White of Local 872 are the ones that are on the committee, so they can get a hold of him. Or they can get a hold of me at victoria@victoriaseaman.com, and I will make sure that they get the right information that they need to sign on this. Now, we filed this on Monday. We have 90 days to collect the signatures. We are confident that we are going to be able to do that, because I can't tell you the reason I got involved with this. I've had so many neighbors and constituents in Ward 2 that are very upset over what is happening with the lawsuits and the taxpayer expense.
Okay. In the RJ, they did an article the other day. In fact, I guess it was last night. Here's from the article. Soroka has been a staunch opponent of the plan to build on the golf course in the Queensridge community, which is subject to lawsuits, and the three-year battle marked much of the rhetoric, I should say, in the heated race that saw Soroka get elected in 2017. On Monday, Soroka said he would not back down from defending property values and quality of life in the city, adding that he is, quote, confident, unquote, the recall effort will fail. I intend to continue honoring the rights of property owners of every size of property. What do you make of his response? Anything else you've heard that from him?
No, I haven't heard anything from
him.
I'm
guessing he's not going to take this lying down.
Right, he's not. But this is a downright lie. He's not protecting property owners. He wants to put them in prison for not watering their lawns. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the ordinances that he has brought forth to the city council. And it's ridiculous that he is not even trying to find a solution for this. And he'd rather see us as taxpayers on the hook for this, then sit down with the developer and find a solution. But I'm going to tell you, we should all be very afraid of our property rights. As long as somebody is sitting in city council, Councilman Steve Soroka is abusing his power.
Can Michelle Fiore, who's kind of your winger, so to speak, I see you guys out all the time. Can she help you?
Well, you know, it's not a matter of she's busy with her job, and she needs to continue doing what she needs to do. She is in opposition as far as she believes that this should not be going on. As far as I know, she has stood up for property rights and for property values. So she's already doing her part as a city councilwoman in protecting property owners.
Okay, final question. What was the best part of your European vacation?
Best
city, best place.
Marrakesh. I think Marrakesh is a beautiful
Marrakesh
city.
Express.
They were actually having a film festival there when I was there. So it's a really exciting city. And the best part was watching my daughter eat the babouche, the little snails in the marketplace.
Ooh. You didn't even cook them?
Well, they do cook them. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, we'll continue to follow this story. Victoria, always good to see you. Welcome back. I'm glad you're none the worse for wear. And we'll continue to follow the story. The next step, I guess, is the next 90 days and the collection of signatures. And then we'll know more. Then there'll be court challenges. And thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. That is Victoria Seaman joining us in studio. Oh, I can't let you go, though, without talking about a big event coming up next Wednesday.
Yes.
It's the 19th, right?
The 19th. And you still have time to buy tickets. So you can get them at nvgop-christmas.eventbrite.com, or you can just send me an email, victoria@victoriaseaman.com, or you can go to the doors on December 19th at 5 p.m., Stoney's Rockin' Country.
And this is like the ultimate Christmas party, holiday party.
You can come and say hi to Michelle Fiore, Councilwoman Michelle Fiore, State Party Chair Michael McDonald, Sue Loudon, and myself. We'll be really excited to meet you and speak with you. So please join us for December 19th at 5 p.m. at Stoney's.
And again, if you want tickets...
If you want tickets in advance,
you can save money by buying in advance.
You can, or you can buy them at the door, but it's nvgop-christmas.eventbrite.com. And if you forget about that, I think that's all over Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, just go and look for the event. Thank you, Kevin,
I always think that's great when you have an event like this and you have so many people, but you called it a Christmas party.
It is a Christmas party.
Yes, I love that. Victoria Seaman joining us in studio. Big event, though, coming up next Wednesday. It's going to be great. As we continue, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, people are still buzzing about that dressing down the president did on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi yesterday at the White House. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, if I were Chuck Schumer, in particular if I was Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi looked like she didn't even understand Civics 101, and the president gave a lecture, and he was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he was that good. When we come back, we'll let you hear the president in action yesterday. First, though, let's go to Greg in Indio in the Coachella Valley. Greg, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much for taking my phone call. The just an idea as far as paying for this wall. Mexico has two very large sources of income, oil and remittance. I say we tax the remittance, all money coming out of United States, you know, for the Mexicans, sending it back to Mexico, tax that at 25% until the wall's paid for, and then reduce that tax to 10% for maintenance.
Coming
out of the country.
You know, Greg, just very quickly, that to me would be the easiest thing to do because all of that money, or most of it, comes via Western Union or some other source, going to
That's
your local
right.
Walmart, and they've got either Western
right.
Union or something like Western Union. And all you do is just, you're going to take federal tax, we're going to take state tax out of it, oh, and we're going to take the wall tax. And that
That's
way,
right.
and that way, am I right, Greg, we could legitimately say Mexico paid for it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Can I tell you, Greg, I apologize for making you wait almost an hour to say that, but I am so glad you did, really and truly. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Yeah, we got a lot to do. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Las Vegas and 98 Springs. Talk now. Talk Ox.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
I promised you late yesterday I would bring you highlights from an amazing hour of conversation involving the President of the United States, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. This was at the White House. And I must tell you, I thought it was flat-out amazing. The President ended up schooling Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who normally is just a chatterbox, just sat comfortably on the sofa and didn't say much of anything. Nancy Pelosi sounded totally out of her league. And that's what's amazing. In this session, let's go to cut three real quick. This is the president arguing border security, the wall, and a possible government shutdown.
Nancy, we'll find out. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether
Post.
It's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you, let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you
got
killed.
Yeah, let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I
it
won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing
you
with
just
our military,
said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said
Without
it's effective.
Without a wall, these are only areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government, Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, Chuck, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done.
By us.
We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a much bigger section
with
more money.
Let's debate in private.
Okay?
Yeah, let's debate in private.
Devoid, frankly, of fact, and we can.
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes, we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
Okay. They get along. Didn't sound like it to me. And all Nancy Pelosi wants to do is get this thing behind closed doors. What is she afraid of? What is she? Is she afraid of the American people knowing? I don't get this. This whole thing about secrecy. Oh, we came here in good faith and we need to be negotiating this behind closed doors. We don't need to be negotiating with this with the cameras rolling. Are you kidding me? It's absolutely amazing. And after this session, the president, let's go to cut two. Because the president gave kind of a White House postmortem on that meeting with Chuck and Nancy and the wall and a possible government shutdown.
We want strong borders. We want people coming into our country legally through a process. We want people that are going to love and help our country. And I don't think they feel the same way. Or maybe they just don't want us to get a vote. You know, it could be that, too, because it's hard to believe that they don't want some form of protection. And with that, I have to say, I thought it was a very good meeting. When you left, when the press left, we had a fairly long meeting and we really discussed a lot of great subjects. Mike, come on over. Mike Pence, come on over, Mike.
I ask you, President, is now you own the idea of a government shutdown.
I don't mind. No. You know what? I could have debated Chuck Schumer for a long period of time because he was saying, it's yours, it's your idea. And then finally I said, look, I don't mind. I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think? I don't mind having the issue of border security on my side. If we have to close down the country over border security, I actually like that in terms of an issue. It's something the country needs. It's common sense. The country needs it. We need protection. We need border security. We need security from drugs that are pouring into our country. They're coming in right through that southern border. And we need a wall. We need border security. And part of border security is a wall. So I don't mind owning that issue. I mean, Chuck's problem is that, you know, when we last closed down, that was his idea. And honestly, he got killed. And so he doesn't want to own it. And I said, you know what? Rather than us debating who's owning it, I'll take it. I'll take it. If we close down the country, I will take it because we're closing it down for border security. And I think I win that every single time.
He does. The president is going to have the people on his side. And that's why I'm glad he did it the way he did it yesterday, which is, hey, leave the cameras rolling. Don't shoo them out of the room. And let's let the American people decide. $5 billion for a border wall, border security, or a government shutdown. Now Chuck Schumer was trying to say, well, we've got a solution. We'll do this year what we did last year isn't enough. The president is trying to move the football down the field. And what does Chuck Schumer want? Oh, we'll do this year what we did last year. Tell me if that makes sense. One of the things I'm going to do in our next segment is I want to talk to you directly. Is the president on the right track when he says, hey, the government shut down, I'll own it. If it is the only way to get Democrats to agree to $5 billion for the border wall, is it worth that bargain? How dangerous is it for the president? I mean, the president has all this impeachment stuff and felonies and all of this. Michael Cohen going to the slammer for 3 years. He probably deserves it. All of that. But him owning a government shutdown. I don't have any inside information. I know we talked with Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, yesterday at the White House. And one of the things that he said is that this president is not afraid to step out front on these issues. It's called, by the way, for those of you that have not been keeping score at home, it's called leadership. And Nancy Pelosi running around like a chicken with her head cut off. We got to get these cameras out of here. We got to go behind closed doors. We got to negotiate. I mean, it's almost comical when you think about it for a minute. It is almost comical. Anyway, stick around. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Is the border wall and border security and homeland security, is it worth it to threaten a government shutdown? And by the way, it's only a 20% government shutdown because a lot of the appropriation bills have already been passed. So they are funded. What we're talking about here is a minority of the government. Is it in your view, is it worth taking the risk of a government shutdown, a partial government shutdown? We'll talk about that coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Stick around. We got a lot to do. We are sprinting to the finish line, live and local now.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley.
Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. We're trying to figure out this whole border wall thing. The president is willing to do a partial government shutdown in order to get his $5 billion for the border wall. $5 billion is a trickle of revenue when you consider the not billions of dollars, but trillions of dollars that we spend every year. Was it $3 or $4 trillion? I forget. And the fact is that a lot of people think they have an answer. I'm willing to listen. I do like the idea of taking those remittances where you see a line at a grocery store or a Walmart, and all they're doing is going to essentially Western Union or some reasonable facsimile, and essentially wiring the money into Mexico, into their home country. And while I think that's fine and you're supporting your family and all of that, there's no reason why the United States government can't take a piece of that. That you'll be paying federal taxes, state taxes, and maybe a wall tax. That's not bad. That's good. Go to Bill. Listening in Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Bill?
Well, so I work in law enforcement and specifically targeting Hispanic gangs. And these guys, we'll catch them with a pocket full of drugs and a murder weapon. We'll deport them, and they're back the next weekend. The border wall is an absolute necessity, no matter what the cost. Our law enforcement budgets would drop dramatically if we didn't have to worry about the illegal immigrant gangs in our city. So just alone in Las Vegas, we could probably pay for a portion of that wall with the funding that we would save by not having to worry about illegal immigrant gangsters in our city. Spread that across the United States.
Let me ask you, Bill, do you believe what I've heard from some people, opponents of the wall, that if you build a 10-foot wall, somebody will go to Wally World or someplace like that and buy a 20-foot ladder? Or if they build a 20-foot wall, a 30-foot ladder, and that they will accomplish this, there will always be a workaround, so to speak. Do you believe that, or do you believe we can build a wall high enough with barbed wire? You know.
Well, I say take our example from the military. When they go into a country and they set up a forward operating base, first thing they do is they throw up a sandbag wall. And because you can control where people come in and go out, and you can monitor. You can stand on top of that wall and look out for miles. So, yeah, the wall would absolutely work. It would work. The military does it. So take Iraq and Afghanistan as an example. We build walls around ourselves, and we hide behind them. So, yeah, it would work.
The president...
Put a ladder up against it, and you see it coming from a mile.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see him coming before they can ever get that ladder extension out. Let me just ask you, the president has suggested, in fact, yesterday he did, that he might just have the military build the wall. Don't we have Corps of Engineers and different groups within our military? All they do is build stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Combat engineers in the Marine Corps, Army Corps of Engineers in the Army. Yep, they build obstacles, they build walls, they build trenches, they demolish things. Yeah, they could probably secure that border in a couple of weeks.
Isn't that amazing? And we could do it all in the span of just a couple of weeks. Even if it's longer than that, the fact is to get the ball rolling and to get things started. And I'm guessing the quality of what they build, whether it's Corps of Engineers or others, that the quality of what they do is good workmanship, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you start in Afghanistan, for instance. You clear a dirt road of mines and make it passable by certain types of vehicles, and then 2 years later it's a concrete road with divided highways, and you start with a temporary fix and you develop and develop and develop until it's completely done. But Marine Corps could secure that thing with barbed wire and sandbags this weekend and then develop it a little bit at a time as we get the money and as you get the supplies and as you have a work crew to be able to do it. You don't need it all in one day. Secure it now and then build it high quality for 20 years from now.
You said that you are a part of law enforcement. It sounds like you've got experience in our military. What branch and what did you do in the service?
I was Marine Corps, and I'd rather not say because then people listening would know who I am. So.
We don't want that. Anyway, hey, thank you for your service then and now. I really appreciate it, and that's a great suggestion. You know. The wall does work. Now, there's somebody that's got military experience and law enforcement experience, and he says the wall works. I don't have anybody Even Democrats don't have an argument for that. No, it's true. Mike in Las Vegas, you're next. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
You were talking earlier about walls and ladders.
Yes.
The simple solution is normally the right one. And I've been given a lot of thought about this. Instead of building one wall, we build two, about a mile apart. And in the middle of it, we put all of our federal penitentiaries in there.
Kind of a demilitarized zone, but with prisons. Whoops! I didn't touch it. I didn't kick him off. I promise. I'm just trying to think of why you would do that, though. There are areas in our country where we have what is called double tiered fence or double tiered walls, where you have one wall, and then 50 yards later you got another wall, and that if you get caught up in that wall system. Well, let's just say you're in a little bit of trouble. No. The idea, though, of double-tiered fence is not new, because we've got that along a good portion of our southern border. Yeah. So, sorry about that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, it's real easy to do. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear from John Kennedy real quick. Well, in fact, I'm going to run just a little short on time on that. Sorry about that. But John Kennedy, not the assassinated president, but the current senator, a Republican from Louisiana, to me is plain spoken and gets it. Because there are some people that believe that Robert Mueller is kind of wrapping things up. Today, we got a sentence for Michael Cohen, 3 years in the slammer. Maybe he can get out early on good behavior. But 3 years in the slammer for Michael Cohen. We're waiting on Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn, although Michael Flynn, the recommendation is no jail time, no prison time. Yeah. After all the stuff supposedly he's done, and then he gets no jail time? None? Zero? Nada? That doesn't make sense. Coming up, the view from the White House, Mark Lauder, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. He has worked closely with not just the vice president, but the president. He flies on Air Force One on a regular basis. And I'll bet you that's better than commercial. Whoa. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Final hour straight ahead, live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.